today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show. Today we are talking about disobedience, and disobedience is the opposite of obedience. Simply saying, somebody is disregarding, is disobeying, so he becomes disobedient. It's the opposite of obedience. Obedience leads to submission, leads to humbleness. And there is a scripture says that that God hears the prayers of supplication. That word supplication means to humble ourselves before God in reverence and respect, in ownership, which comes through obedience. So sometimes people who are disobedient can acknowledge that if it's only prayers that can save them, but because they are not obedient, their prayers are full of arrogance, pride, that even though they speak to God to help them, to do something for them, he won't answer their prayers because they're coming out of an arrogant attitude. Okay? So today we are talking about disobedience and the negative symptoms or negative effects that can result out of that. The frequent practiced acts of disobedience, stubbornness, rebellion, can lead to a mental disorder of tourette, schizophrenia, compulsive liar, resulting into the psychological emotional imbalance, being the negative status of a plagued heart. Somebody switch off your mic over there. Please switch off your mic. Switch off your mic because the sound is going all right through. Switch off your mic. Switch off your mic. Please, please switch off your mic. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Somebody switch off your mic there. Okay. Switch off the mic. Yeah. Yeah. Now I go back to my message. Okay. Being the negative status of a plagued heart. Their sicknesses, the Lord spoke to me and said that one, my people, because disobedience can lead to negative side effects in people's lives. There are people who are going to have sicknesses called tourette. Tourette is a sickness, it's a mental disability psychologically. When a person's brain cannot tune in the right frequency, and he keeps tuning in the negative frequency that he entertains or surrounds his environment the most. People of tourette, their tongue begins to speak when they are not commanding it to speak. When they don't even have the simplest right, that when I think, I speak. Even that right is taken away from them, and then spirits and other energies are leading their tongue to speak, and they will be throwing out words that they don't have control over. You know, like they are snapping and their tongue snaps and it speaks F word. It curses. It calls upon Satan. It argues. Somebody literally speaking words but doesn't have control over what he's speaking. Why? Because he is surrounded too much with an environment that is so negative with negative energies that even he loses his right, simple right like speech. He can no longer speak, but he's controlled by other energies controlling his tongue. Schizophrenia. This is an attitude where somebody has different characteristics for different purposes. You will never know the real him or the real her because every time he is wearing another character or behavior so that he may get or gain something, lie or behave a certain way or get away from certain things. So he is never himself. Schizophrenia, he's got like 10 characteristics or two different characteristics and identities. So he's moving and shifting from one to another. Why? Again, because there's a lot of frequencies and energies in the environment. People are entertaining and they're in a social network that is feeding them with negative things in the mind. Somebody to become a compulsive liar, resulting into the psychological and emotional imbalance in the women's ovary, generating hormones that are negative. Compulsive liar. Why? He is a compulsive, even lies when he doesn't know that he's lying. He is good at lying. He's a chronic liar, okay, that he even tells a lie, not even knowing that he's telling a lie. Even when he tells a lie, he doesn't have a conviction to convict that person that the person is lying, because the only conviction we have is the commandments of Hashem, the commandments of God that convicts us. When we have a certain partner, way of doing things that we follow, then when we do something wrong, that way of doing thing awakens. It signals our brain. It signals our inner heartbeat. And it tells us, you know, you're doing wrong. You're lying, or you're deceiving, or you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be hanging around, because the person has no obedience as foundation. He has no legislation, yeah, that registered, yeah, registration that registered these signals in his capacity being, then he doesn't have any foundation from which he can conduct himself. There's a scripture that says, teach your children the right way. Teach them the right way to go. And when they grow up, it will signal them. It will lead them. So if you didn't teach them, then they are getting their signals that leads them from the everyday things that they see. Facebook, if they see somebody misbehaving, they misbehave. If they see something that is happening that is not right, they do that. If they see politicians arguing, they believe in the argument, because they don't have the foundation of truth to signal them that this is wrong and this is right. Is anybody catching what I'm saying? Now, this message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.